The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. A rare public appearance by the man who gives Democrats nightmares.
And the mainstream media better understand something. All of those promises are going to be implemented.
More after this. If there is any doubt about whether the White House is in fact operating like a well-oiled machine, the annual Conservative Political Action Conference tried to dispel it once and for all. The man who seemed to draw the most attention was former Breitbart executive Steve Bannon, now the president's chief strategist, who made it obvious why the president chose him.
If you want to see the Trump agenda, it's very simple. The first is kind of national security and sovereignty. The second line of work is what I refer to as economic nationalism. The third, broadly, line of work is what is deconstruction of the administrative state.
He has an agenda, he knows how to express it, and he's got a ready answer for every critic. And while he didn't say the mainstream media was the enemy in so many words, it's pretty clear the mainstream media is the enemy.
They're going to continue to fight. If you think they're going to give you your country back without a fight, you are sadly mistaken. Every day it is going to be a fight.
And for anyone who still thinks, well, Donald Trump can't possibly be serious about Mexico paying for the wall or the complete repeal of Obamacare or the other 280 promises as counted by the Washington Post.
Every day in the Oval Office, he tells Reince and I committed this to the American people and I'm going to deliver on this.
And for Democrats who think Bannon will overwhelm the president's much more laid-back chief of staff, Reince Priebus, Priebus himself says there can only be one strategy, and that's for establishment Republicans and the Trump movement to unite.
President Trump brought together the party and the conservative movement. And I've got to tell you, if the party and the conservative movement are together, similar to Steve and I, it can't be stopped.
Well, except by the voters, presumably. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.